This podcast is not intended as a substitute for professional help. If you or someone you know is facing difficulties, I advise you consult a psychologist. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Psych for Life with Dr. Amanda Ferguson. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ferguson. Today's episode is about giving you top tips for surviving and thriving in our ever-changing world. It's really hard to believe this is my 100th episode. I hope you're enjoying listening to these episodes as much as I am in making them. There's no hiding from the fact that our world is ever-changing and changing faster than ever before since we humans first inhabited it. These days, we're being warned of more pandemics, economic supply pressures, climate disasters, and civil unrest. We live in a time known as VUCA times, meaning volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. The acronym VUCA was introduced by the US Army War College to describe the more volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous multilateral world that resulted at the end of the Cold War, at the end of the 1980s. Since then, it's been used in strategic leadership research, and it's fully embraced by my tribe of industrial organizational psychologists. The concept of VUCA has become really well known in the last few years, defining our unpredictable world. And so now we must be more conscious or mindful of how we survive and how we thrive. When I think of my top tips, many of my previous episodes come to mind, and I'll be touching on some of these. So if any topics I mention really interest you, have a scroll through the episodes to find more information on the topic than I'll be giving in this episode. If I have to say what my top tip is for our personal survival and thriving, it's definitely self-regulation or self-management. Self-regulation is such an important factor in avoiding mental health problems and burnout, and it can mean different things to different people. It's just important that we know what works for each of us in terms of how we manage ourselves, and these typically boil down to eat well, sleep well, think well. With regards to eating well, our bodies change and need different things. Managing this takes awareness and education. With sleeping well, so many important processes happen during our sleep that repairs and recharges us for the next day. In the deep stage of sleep, our blood pressure drops, muscle growth and repair increases due to the release of hormones, growth hormones that increase blood flow to our muscles. Our tissues grow and cells repair. Brainwaves slow right down to long, slow brainwaves, and waste is flushed from our brain. If we get out of healthy sleep routines, it's really important to correct this as soon as possible. With regards to thinking well, how's your self-talk and your self-esteem? Do you feel happy in your own company and in your own skin? Or does your inner critic need managing? Are fears holding you back? Are you living a life you love that feels authentic, true to yourself, even if it's difficult? Do you have a learning or growth mindset, embracing failures as part of the journey in life and success? Meditation can help us with thinking well. And of course, physical exercise and balance are also critical. Are you in charge of your devices, or are they in charge of you? The successful people and leaders are the ones that are in charge of their devices. Do you need to rein in any other unhealthy habit? And do you need help in doing this? Self-regulation leads to resilience, and resilience is the main personal resource we need to guard us against mental health issues and burnout. Resilience is also known as anti-fragility. It's a combination of self-regulation and social competency. So take burnout, for example. Burnout's a result of a bad or unhealthy relationship that we have with our work. And to avoid it or fix it, we need to look at self-regulation and use or build more of our social competencies in asserting ourselves or pushing back at the source of excessive stress or burnout. We typically develop resilience as a normal or optimal result of undergoing stressful or adverse experiences. For example, that marathon, those exams, that difficult time is how we're developing resiliency. A good, healthy work engagement finds us in a state of harmonious passion instead of obsessive passion. Being in a state of flow, at least some of our day, having fun in our work and in our lives. We are able to check any creeping burnout and correct it as soon as possible with rest, time off in lieu of overtime worked, sleep, exercise, relaxation, socializing, and play. Work still brings challenges, of course, but ideally we overall love it and like it. If not, it's time to job craft, career craft, and reassess your work. And then there's what I love to call worlds within worlds. Finding our own world, our inner world, or another world within this world where we can replenish, recharge, take respite, take time out, and to forget about the chaos of the larger world. And this depends a lot on whether we're more introvert or more extrovert. And that's where we draw energy. So an introvert draws energy from being away from people. An extrovert draws energy from being with people. So a healthy inner world for an introvert, healthy times in nature typically recharge, a place to retreat and to get that energy back. Often it's with art and music. It may also be a world of creative pursuit, a sport, a club, a group activity. And then what about physically socializing? We now have an epidemic of loneliness on the planet, and it's in part driven by social media and so-called connectedness, which is taking us away from physical connectedness, which is so important for us as human beings. Most of our brain is developed for social physical connection, which shows us that the lack of that is only going to be bad for us. Solitude is a healthy experience, and people with good self-relationships can cope with loneliness, and they use solitude to replenish. If you feel this may not be you and that you need to do some real soul searching and healing deep within yourself, get a copy of my book available on Booktopia and on my website called Life Works, Rediscover Yourself and Transform Your Relationships. Doing this work on ourselves is how we can develop better relationships with others. Is your relationship healthy, continuing to grow? Are you staying proactive, valuing it, and giving time to your close relationships? And what about glimmers or positive triggers to feeling peace and safety? The term glimmer was coined by social worker Deb Dana, whose work centres around polyvagal theory, or how our daily feelings result from the state of our nervous system. Glimmers are sensory cues that help us to feel a sense of safety, peace, and well-being, especially when we might be feeling emotionally distressed. Things like gazing on a beautiful scene, beautiful ocean, green grass, or a sunset. Are you taking time to find some glimmers? And then one of my favorite tips is personal goals. Personal goals bring better mental health, particularly ambitious goals. They provide a sense of meaning to our lives, and the desire to find meaning is important to more than 90% of us. We experience greater well-being and a higher sense of fulfillment when our days include structured activities directed towards personally significant aims or meaningful goals. Goal achievement gives us a sense of identity, transformation, mastery, a rite of passage, and empowerment. We undertake personal goals for a sense of purpose or a response to a calling, which are consistently found to be related to happiness and well-being. Purpose also produces passion or engagement, and this ability to persevere, also known as grit, which is linked with positive emotions. Our sense of purpose can feel compelling, like a calling, and this produces a deeper engagement, a state of flow, where we undertake ambitious goals, we build more resilience. Another one of my top tips is being able to be in touch with having a good relationship with our inner selves at younger ages and stages of development, known as inner child connection. And that's where we find our deep authenticity, our sense of play. And without this, we can't truly be happy or fulfilled. Do you need a healthier sense of connection with that inner child part of yourself, that spontaneous, playful, cheeky part? A lot of people carry regrets and have trouble making decisions. Take some time now to think about being at your very last birthday. Really imagine that day. Imagine you're there, looking back over the years, months, or weeks to this present day. Is there anything you would regret not doing in this time before your last day on earth or your last birthday? If this episode sounds too difficult, not possible, or has simply piqued your interest, consider scrolling back through my other episodes to find the topics that resonated for you. And remember, if you feel that you need to do some deep soul searching and healing within yourself, get a copy of my book available on Booktopia and on my website. You'll find all of this detail in the show notes. To book me for a workshop, seminar, or keynote, visit my website at www.dramandaferguson.com.au. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. Plus, don't forget you can access all of the resources mentioned in today's podcast via the show notes. Is there a pressing issue or topic you'd like me to discuss? Head to my Instagram at @dramandaferguson and send me a DM. I love hearing from my listeners. If anything discussed in this podcast has caused you concern or distress, contact your general practitioner or health provider. To locate a psychologist in your area, call the Australian Psychological Society and locate Find a Psychologist service on 1800 333 497, or visit www.findapsychologist.org.au. If you or someone you know is in crisis, Lifeline is available 24/7 on 13 11 14 and Kids Helpline, again 24/7, on 1800 55 1800, and both are free of charge. To find out more about me, please visit my website, dramandaferguson.com.au. You can find the link in my show notes. The opinions expressed by guests in these podcasts aren't necessarily shared by me.